Well, first and foremost, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you guys. Hopefully you guys get to spend a little time with your families. In terms of this week, we're excited to get out there and play again. And we have another division opponent coming up this week. And I know it's the last game in the Metrodome for us. It holds a lot of weight. Obviously, there's been a lot of great football players, a lot of great football that's been played there in the Metrodome. And, you know, we're looking to get a win and send the Metrodome out in the right way.
You got any time to break away for the holidays, or you just going to be watching game film?
Well, no, we'll be here, and I've got three little ones at home, so I've got a lot to be grateful for, a great wife that takes care of them a lot, so I'll get to spend some time with them. And, you know, Santa's coming this year, and I'm sure that they'll be excited about that.
Matt, what were your thoughts on Les talking to the team today about his job status?
You know, I think that he approached it in the way that he just doesn't want it to become a distraction. And I can only speak for myself when I say this, but I don't think it's a distraction at all. I think anytime you go throughout a season that's been as tumultuous as we've had, there's distractions on the outside of this building. And if you let it become a distraction, then it will. But I think that the main point of what he was talking about today was just focus on what we need to get done and finishing this season out strong.
Like the first thing he brought up in the meeting, or did it just come along in the middle, or how did he kind of address it?
You know, I'm not sure where exactly it came up in the meeting, but he definitely addressed it, and, you know, he just wanted, again, to reiterate to the guys that we've got a job to do this week, and don't let anything distract you from that job. We've got, you know, Christmas coming up and everything else with the holidays, but at the same time, we've got a big game coming up at the Metrodome, the last one at the Metrodome, and let's get focused on that against a division rival.
Because he said he thought it was a distraction last week, but apparently you disagree with that, I guess, right? Or you didn't think it was last week?
Did you sense it at all among anybody on the team? Or?
Again, I can only speak for myself when I say that. I didn't sense that at all. You know, I think the last game just came down to pure execution. We didn't execute, and it showed on third down. And throughout the course of the game, we had turnovers. Obviously, myself, I've got to do a better job of taking care of the football. And we've just got to play better football.
Sure. Without blitzing, they blitzed a couple times, but most of the game it seemed like they brought their front four. Is that pretty similar to what you see with the Lions with that defensive line?
Well, I think their defensive line is an outstanding defensive line, especially those interior two guys and those defensive ends getting those wide nine techniques and rush up the field. They're number four, I think, in rush defense. You know, they're number one on third down stopping people on third down. So they're a very active front. They've got a good front four, and then they play some coverage behind it. But at the same time, they're not scared to bring some pressure as well. So we've got to have our head on a swivel and be ready to bring our hard hats and play a physical football game.
When you have a tough outing like you did, do you just do the same thing this week, or do you watch extra film, do anything extra, or what do you do the week after a tough outing?
Well, I think you have to just get back into your routine. Obviously, throughout the course of the year, I felt like I've played at a high level, and last week it wasn't where any of us anticipated, and it wasn't up to par. And again, I think the main thing for us is to refocus our energy on, you know, the corrections that we need to make from the game, and then also knowing this game plan really well and going out and executing better.
One more question, one more game left for you this season. Do you feel that you're kind of auditioning either for the Vikings for next year or for another team if you are a free agent? Do you feel that way?
Well, I think every time you step on the field, you're auditioning. You know, obviously the game film seen by every organization in the league, and so but for me it's not really looked at as an audition, and more so that you just want to go out and you want to play well. And again, I think I take a lot of pride in my preparation and how I go about my work, and I think that hopefully that shows up on Sundays.
I think you'll take off when the season's over before you make your decision on what you're going to do.
You know, I'm not sure about that right now, to be completely honest. Right now, my main focus is Detroit. And as I said before, I'm not thinking about that right now. I just think that with everything else going on, I think it would be unfair to the guys in the locker room and to our fans, especially with one game left. We're putting all of our energy into that game, and hopefully we can get a win here in the Metrodome.
That seemed like kind of an off-wall question here, but with quarterbacks this time of year playing in cold weather and having to make decisions about whether they wear gloves or not, what have you done in cold weather games in the past? Do you typically wear gloves? Do you typically go barehanded? Or what's been your approach to it?
Right. In cold weather games, normally you just try to put on as many layers as possible so you can feel your fingers a little bit. But I've never really worn a glove before. And so it's never been to the point so cold that I can't feel my hand or anything like that. So you just try to, you know, wear a lot of clothing and put your hand in those little sleeve things that they have for you and keep warm.
Go ahead.
how often do they rotate the ball? I mean, are you playing with like a warm, fresh ball every snap, or how often do they bring a new ball in?
Right. You know what? I'm not sure what the protocol is for that, but normally, if it's really bad weather, what will normally take place is that referee that stands over the ball will hold a little towel or something over it and kind of keep it from getting wet or dry out there.
The drawback to wearing a glove as a passer?
You know, I think it's just a feel thing for some guys. Some guys wear them because they have a better feel for the ball with it, and some people just prefer to, you know, throw like they normally do. But you can see more and more guys are going to gloves throughout the league.
Brady used to use one a little bit, didn't he, I think, early in his career?
He has. I mean, when I was there, he used it sparingly, but not a ton.
Haven't gone over the schedule thoroughly. Had you played in the Metrodome before coming to the Vikings?
In a preseason game, and then once with New England, I did play in a regular season game.
Yeah. What were your views of the Metrodome as an opponent, and then maybe how did they change once you played with the Vikings?
Well, it's always an exciting atmosphere at the Metrodome. I think when that Viking horn goes off, and you rev up the Harley Davidson, you do that, and it's such a great atmosphere. The fans are always energized and into it, so. It's been a pleasure to play as an opponent, but really now, as being part of the Vikings, you really get a sense for the fans and the community here and how they rally around this team.